The day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Here it is, the fifth day of September, and God has been faithful, and he's yet keeping us even as we move closer to closing out this year. Can you believe that this year is almost gone? But we praise God for his keeping power today, and we thank him for we realize and we're confident in the fact that in him we do live, move, and have our being. We're certainly grateful for each of you who continue to support this inspirational moment each Tuesday at 7 a.m. as you prepare to make your way. And many are yet getting back from their Labor Day journey, the long weekend. But we praise God for each of you today, and we thank you for your continued support. Let me give you the playback number for those of you who will listen to this message. My playback is 605-475-3228. That's 605-475-3228. And again, we want to say how much we certainly appreciate each of you for being a part of this time together. Well, as I was meditating and praying and yet deliberating today, you know, the Lord is still impressing me about how important it is for us to win the day and how we need to let that saturate our hearts and our minds and our spirits, and then that we might be and that we might do everything that we possibly can within our own power to make that happen. We know that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. And John puts it this way. He says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou would prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospereth." And so God wants us to win. God wants us to have a mindset that puts us in good motion and the right attitude and have good energy as we make our way through the day. Does not mean that we're not going to run into difficulty or have different setbacks along the way. But greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. And so we have to make sure that we understand clearly that God has called us to be winners. There's a winner in you. And I just believe that for those of you who are catching this, you're winning the day. And you know that sometimes that might include having some bad days. But even in the midst of your bad days, you can still come out victorious. And so as I was meditating, praying, and deliberating today, the Lord led me to this passage in Joshua. Just one verse there, Joshua 1 and 8. You're familiar with this particular passage of scripture. It says in Joshua 1 and, well, let's go back to verse number 7, number 6 and 8. It says, "Be strong and of good courage, for this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I have sworn to your fathers to give them." Verse number 7, "Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe and do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left hand, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book," verse number 8, "of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that thou may observe to do according to all that is written therein. But then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Somebody say good success. Yeah, then you will win the day. You will continue to keep on winning. You will have a winning mentality. You will have a winning attitude. And now you're very familiar with this passage of scripture because Moses, who led the children of Israel for some 40 years, he has passed on the reins. He has died. And now Joshua is taking the leadership of leading the children of Israel into the promised land. And one of the things that really kind of captured my imagination as I was meditating on this particular passage of scripture is that there must be leadership if we're going to win the day, and there also has to be followership. So that doesn't mean that you're necessarily a leader. Maybe you might just be the follower. And so we have to look for and keep our spiritual antennas up for those who are trying to teach us some things, and then we can't have attitude of such where we don't want to learn. Because can you imagine what Joshua would have gone through had he not listened to Moses and had he not observed what he had saw Moses do, and he had not watched and followed and had allowed him to mentor him. And so in winning, sometimes we have to make sure that even if we're not the leader, that we have a proper mentality and a spirit of fellowship. And so learning and being and following, and then making sure that we have a model in front of us so that when the time does come, that God elevates or promotes or pushes you into another level. If the leadership is your desire, and many times when we get there, we use what we have learned from those whom we have followed in order for us to be successful. Now, you can't teach what you don't know. You can't lead where you won't go. And many times when you are not a good follower, it's going to be very difficult for you to be a great leader. And so why are you saying all of that, preacher? I'm saying because oftentimes if we're going to be successful and winning the day and having a winning mentality and having a winning formula, if you will, we have to observe those that God has placed in our midst. And then we have to sometimes submit ourselves, not sometimes, but we have to submit ourselves to that leadership if we want to be successful. Because this is what happened to Joshua in our text for today, Joshua 1 and 8. It really encourages us as believers in terms of us winning and having a winning formula. And he's saying here that the key to being prosperous, the key to the prosperous way, the key to a winning way, the key to a winning attitude, the key to good success. You know, there, if it's good success, then you know what that means. There's some bad success as well. But he said, if you want to have a winning formula, if you want to have a winning mentality, if you want to have a winning attitude, if you want to possess the skills that's necessary for you to take on the reins and lead and be victorious, he says the key to a prosperous way, the key to good success is doing what? Meditating on the law. In other words, he said, now you got to get in this book. You can't just get up in the morning and not spend time in this book. You know, thy word have I hid in my heart. There it is, that I might not sin against God. You got to meditate on this word day and night, that it might saturate your spirit. And you cannot just allow what you hear on Sundays and what you hear on Mondays and what you hear on Tuesday mornings to just be all that you get. No, you got to get into this word for yourself. You got to study this word. And I believe that puts you on the right formula. It gives you the right formula to have the good success or the winning mentality, the winning attitude in order for you to win today. The key to a good success is meditating on the law, meditating on the word of God, and being careful to do according to what you read, according to the word. So we can't just skim through this book. We can't just read it and say amen and then put it back down and act like it doesn't have any bearing on what we're going through. James puts it this way. He says, don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. Allow this word to saturate your spirit. Allow this word to energize you so that you can have good success. Allow this word to be a seed, as my dad used to always say, in fertile soil, and that it might grow up to be what God has called it to be. And not only just hear it, because we know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But James says, don't just be hearers of the word, but be doers of the word. In other words, you got to put this faith that you have, you got to put that word that you have on the inside of you, you got to put it in motion. And many times we have more information that we have received than what we're doing anything with. And so we have gained so much knowledge over the years. We have gained so much wisdom and understanding. We've heard so much word. But how much of that word are you really applying to your situation? I'm just talking about a winning formula and talking about how important it is for us to meditate on this word. How we follow, if we follow Joshua's example, if we see how he set a tone, if you will, for us to be successful, then God has already described. He said, if you want to have good success, here are the things that you have to do. You got to meditate on this word. You got to allow this word to be a seed and fertile soil unto your soul. And you can't just be a hearer of the word, but you also must be a doer of the word. So you got to put that word into action. You got to put it into motion. You can't just sit on your blessed assurance and rest on your spiritual asset. Somebody say amen. And so I just believe that if we just take our cue today and continue to look to the hills from which cometh our help, we take our cue from Joshua today and know that we can have good success. We can win today. We can be more than conquerors. We can overcome. For greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. Doesn't mean now you're not going to have some bad days, but God has promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He said he'd be with us always, even until the end. So lift up your heads and continue to trust the timing of God and know that God will see you through. Get a person in front of you that you can model from in terms of their example of leadership. And even if God has not called you to be a leader, be the very best follower that you can possibly be. And so when it is your time to lead, you will have something to draw upon and you won't have to worry about how you're going to be able to make it through. Now, one of the things I found out as I was reading on this, and we can probably pick this up later, is that even though Joshua followed and he observed everything that Moses did, when it came his time to lead, he used everything that he had received and he put it in a capsule that fit his personality and his mindset and the way he was built. He was not trying to be another Moses, but he was trying to be the very best Joshua that he could possibly be. I want to encourage you today to be the very best that you can possibly be. God will give you everything that you need in order to develop a winning formula. You have to trust the timing of God in your situation. And don't grow weary in well-doing. For the Bible says, there it is, in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Verse number 8 of Joshua number 1. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Consistency, that's what he's talking about. That you may observe. In other words, do what you do according to all that is written therein. But then you will make your way prosperous. You got to do what this book says. You got to observe it. When you see yourself falling off, you know that you'll probably stop reading this word and stop applying it. But then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. You will have a great day. You will win the day. You'll be more than a conqueror through our Lord and Savior, Jesus, even the Christ. That's our word for the day. That's the thought. I hope you have a great day, a fantastic journey as you press your way through this, the fifth day of September. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, we bless you and we honor you. We yet give you praise. Thank you for including us in your plan for this day. Thank you, God, for giving us yet another opportunity to be a part of what you're doing in the earth realm. Thank you for this reminder that we have received in Joshua 1:8, that we have to study this word, we have to observe this word, we have to meditate on this word, we have to put this word into practice. We can't just be hearers of the word, but we must be doers of the word as well. If we expect to have good success, if we expect to win the day. So we love you, we honor you. We decree and declare that we are not going to allow this word to just fall on deaf ears. You've already decreed that it would not return unto you void. So we stand on your word. We stand on your promises. We pray for those who are yet going through today and those who are bereaved. And we lift them up, God, and we pray that you will continue to cover us and keep us in your care. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Well, look, I hope you have a fantastic day today. And I hope you win the day. And don't forget to keep those spiritual antennas up. Just at the example we talked about Sunday, you know, you got to be able to let your light shine, because God's going to use you, I believe, in a powerful and a mighty way to be a blessing to somebody else. Okay, until next time, you be encouraged.